Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gibby Brack. Batting second. The second baseman, George Sherin. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Weintraub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Heinie Mueller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Del Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hugh Mulcahy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Hugh Mulcahy. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins juggles the ball. That's an error on Collins. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a fly ball towards center. Reynolds catches it and throws to first to double up Brack. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Brack throws the ball into Young, who tags Gallen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Heck moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Atwood reaches third base with a triple. Mueller goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Phillies. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lee. Atwood scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Phillies. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0 for 1 in the game. Brack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Phillies. Jack Russell now pitching. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a pop-up towards short. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kline for the out. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 1 in the game. Weintraub hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Arnovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kline who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Hirsch Martin now playing center field. Gibby Brack now playing right field. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Russell reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 5-1, Phillies. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulcahy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Atwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Weintraub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy is 0-for-0 in the game. Mulcahy hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brack bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Phillies. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-2 in the game. Weintraub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Arnovich trying to get to third. Cavaretta throws the ball into Gerges, who relays the ball to Hack, who tags Arnovich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mueller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack scores. Gallen moves to second. It's 5-3, Phillies. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Russell, and towards Herman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hugh Mulcahy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulcahy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulcahy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Russell, and towards Georges, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery pinch hits for Jack Russell. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich, who is chasing the ball. Demery reaches third base with a triple. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Billy Georges. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Demery scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Phillies. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Herman reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's Phillies, 5, Cubs, 5. Pete Seves now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Lazzari now playing shortstop. Clay Bryant now pitching. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brack hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Brack reaches second base with a double. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bryant catches it and throws to second to double up Brack. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Buck Jordan now playing third base. George Sherin now playing shortstop. Heinie Mueller now playing second base. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Day bunts towards the mound. Seves fields it and throws to third for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weintraub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Arnovich strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hack strikes out. 2 outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Seves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Weintraub fields the ball and throws to Seves covering. Safe. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Collins is walked intentionally. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryant hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-4 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herman hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Martin chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Mueller. Mueller fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Mueller. Herman moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Hack is walked intentionally. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Atwood and he is safe. Hack steals second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Gallen is walked intentionally. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to home to get Herman. Hack moves to third. Gallen moves to second. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. Gallen moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.